Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week. And in the fifth Aliyah of Parshat Yitro, we have 13 psukim. Excuse me, in this Aliyah, Moshe is told by Hashem to tell Bnei Yisrael that they have to get ready because that they are going to receive the Torah. Bnei Yisrael are warned not to approach the mountain. And on the third day, thunder, lightning, a thick cloud, shofar blast getting stronger and stronger, and Bnei Yisrael come to the foot of the mountain. Excuse me, as Bnei Yisrael get ready for Matan Torah, the Torah tells us of the preparations that Hashem tells Moshe to convey to Bnei Yisrael. And one of these preparations is in Perek Yud Tet Pasuk Yud. The Torah there says, excuse me, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Lech el Ha'am v'kidashtam hayom u'machar v'chibsu simlotam. Hashem tells Moshe, go to the people and sanctify them hayom u'machar, today and tomorrow. And they have to wash their clothes. In other words, they have to immerse their clothing in a mikvah. Now this sanctification that Bnei Yisrael had to undergo before they received the Torah is obviously understandable. But we can ask a question on this command. Why did Hashem tell Bnei Yisrael to sanctify themselves and to become sanctified hayom u'machar, today and tomorrow? I understand why they must do this today. We do not push off Kedusha. We don't procrastinate when it comes to becoming Kadosh. We act immediately. However, why machar? Why tomorrow? If they sanctify themselves today, then they'll be kadosh tomorrow. These questions were asked by Rav Yosef Pazanavsky. Rav Pazanavsky died in 1942 in Lodz. He was an incredibly prolific Talmud Chacham who is best known for his set of Sfarim, which are a Perush on the Chumash called Pardes Yosef. And there on our Pasuk, he gives the following beautiful idea. Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us at the end of Parshat Bo, in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Dal, he quotes the Mechilta. And the Mechilta tells us, Rashi tells us, that the word machar does not only mean tomorrow. Often in Tanakh, and always in modern Hebrew, machar does mean tomorrow. But the Mechilta says, yesh machar achshav, v'yesh machar li'achar zman. Sometimes machar does mean tomorrow, but sometimes it means in the future. And that, says the Pardes Yosef, is what Hashem is telling Bnei Yisrael. Kidashtam hayom u'machar. Sanctify them now. But tell Bnei Yisrael that if they truly want to merit receiving the Torah, it's not enough to become holy now. You must also commit to being holy machar, even li'achar zman. The Torah is meant not just for Har Sinai, but even, especially after you leave Har Sinai and you go on your way, you must become and you must stay holy. The Pardes Yosef says, excuse me, that this is the meaning of the pasuk in Tehillim in Mizbor Lamed Dalid pasuk Yud Bet, which we say every Shabbos and Yom Tov morning during Psuk Eda Zimra. Lechu vanim shim'u li yirat Hashem alamedchem. Lechu vanim literally means go, my children, and listen to me. I will teach you the fear of Hashem. I'll teach you yirat Hashem. But why does David HaMelech say lechu vanim? Go. Why didn't he say, Ba'uvanim, come my children? What does it mean, go my children? The Pardes Yosef says beautifully, you want to learn how to fear Hashem? You want me to teach you? You want Yirat Hashem alamedchem? You want me to teach you Yirat Hashem? Then lechuvanim, then go and take the Torah with you beyond now, beyond here. It's not enough to fear Hashem and to serve Hashem now when I'm giving you Musar. But lechuvanim, take the Torah with you and apply it tomorrow. It has to stick with you, to stay with you wherever you go. And we too, at times, we hear a great shir, a great speaker, a powerful Dvar Torah, and we're really moved. But then we find ourselves back where we started, with no impact on us whatsoever. And the difference, says the Pardes Yosef, the difference is, says Moshe from Hashem, the difference is, v'kidashtam hayom umachar. We have to sanctify ourselves, not just today, but we have to do everything we can to internalize the messages so that we become sanctified and holy also machar, also tomorrow. Have an amazing day, everyone.